It's quite extraordinary that it hasn't been included in that process, not only because of the whales, but because of the outstanding values of that area. It's a really, really rich marine area with some amazing coral assemblages. It's a very important area for bait fish and also for the whales, which are actually feeding in that area as well. Not only that, the landscape is quite incredible, and it's also linked to the major river systems of the Prince Regent River to the north, and also the big river systems to the south. So it's a very, very important area.
The report looked at whether or not the area met any of the criteria, and really only found that the whale migration ticked the box of social values.
Yeah, it's interesting to see that, and I think one thing worth mentioning about the report is that Camden Sound, just on its own, isn't the most important area for the whales on the Kimberley Coast. So the proposed Camden Sound Marine Park, it only covers an area of around about 1,680 square kilometres, which is only a very, very small area. So in terms of the survival of the breeding group D population of whales, it's not the only critical habitat on the West Australian coast. So what we're finding in the Kimberleys now is the distribution of the whales is right along the coast, and perhaps the most important area for the whales now is between Adele Island and just to the south of Broome, down through those outer shoals, and also from the Lacerbeed Islands down to Broome. So all those areas there should be under consideration for marine protection.
Yeah, you've certainly counted a great many whales in that particular area that you've just described. Can you tell us a bit more about the findings from your survey from those areas?
It's quite interesting just in surveying through those areas over the last 3 years. One of the purposes of those surveys has been to compare the relative concentration and distribution of the whales between Camden Sound, the outer shoals out to Adele Island, and then all the way back down to Broome. And what we found over the last 3 years is the highest concentration of whales is between Adele Island and Broome. And in the most recent surveys that were just completed about a week ago, the highest concentration of whales was between the Lacerbeed Islands and Broome. So on that same survey, we recorded around about 14 whales in that Camden Sound area over a two-hour period. And we're only seeing probably a third of the whales as we go through on the boat. So at that time there would have been perhaps 50 whales in Camden Sound.
And how do you know you're not counting the same whale three times?
Yeah, well, that's a valid point, Vanessa, but with the surveys that we're doing, we've got computer equipment on board the boat. We're actually moving through the area at 10 knots and very mindful not to record the same whales. There's certainly going to be some recapture in the records, but that's fairly minimal, and we're pretty conscious to make sure we don't re-record.
How does the data compare to previous years?
Basically, it's stacking up that the most important areas for the whales is basically between the Lacerbeed Islands and Broome. So last Wednesday, when we came back down through that track, we recorded 153 whales over a five-hour period. And we're probably only seeing a third or 25% of the whales as we're coming through. So on that particular morning, there would have been around about 500 whales between the Lacerbeeds and Broome. And when you compare that to the 50 in Camden Sound, it's just showing that that's a really, really significant area for the whales.
No small coincidence that it's also the area for a James Price Point processing precinct.
Oh no, look, that doesn't affect the results as far as the surveys go, but it is important to consider the distribution of the whales in relation to that development. It's unfortunate that the West Australian Government and the Federal Government hadn't done any research in the past to actually compare those two areas. Mm-hmm. So the whole focus up until now has been on Camden Sound, and Camden Sound is a very important area for the whales. But the area basically from the Lacerbeed Islands down to Broome is probably much more important.
And why is it important? Are they hanging out there and enjoying the climbs, or are they passing through?
Some whales, of course, are passing through. The whales move around a fair bit. This is the northern part of their migration from the Antarctic, so they're quite used to travelling around. But the general perception is that the whales that come past Broome and James Price Point and
you know, up along the peninsula are all heading to Camden Sound, and our feeling is that that is not the case, that they're actually coming to these Kimberley waters, which include, you know, the waters around Broome, just to the south of Broome, down towards Echo Beach, and along the peninsula up to Cape Levique. This is the destination. So Camden Sound isn't the destination. The whales are filtering into Camden Sound from the outer shoals, and we've noticed quite a few of the cows are actually calving out wide in the outer shoals and then moving inshore at a later date.
It's 12 past 10 on ABC Kimberley Mornings. I'm talking with Richard Coston, who is a wildlife photographer and researcher for Kimberley Whale Watching, and he's just returned from a survey of the area. He's been going out for a number of years now, counting whales. And Camden Sound being ignored in National Heritage listing, would that even have been the right protection for it? Is the proposed National Marine Park that the state government's going to implement better in terms of protecting that area for whales?
I think that the federal government should be looking at the whole Kimberley coast in federal waters and setting large areas of that aside as marine protected areas, even outside of that National Heritage listing. So the National Heritage listing is fairly narrow in its scope when it comes to the marine area. So they still need to be considering all those areas for marine protection under federal laws. And the state, of course, has recognised the importance of Camden Sound, of the Camden Sound area and Montgomery Reef for inclusion as a marine park. So the federal government need to actually step up to the plate and really start seriously looking at marine protection in federal waters along the Kimberley coast.
Do you think Camden Sound is a critical nursery ground, as has been discussed many times in the past by various scientists and concerns about preserving that area, protecting that area?
It still is a very, very important area for the whales, and it's a very, very important marine environment. Camden Sound, Montgomery, and all that area right around to the Prince Regent River is really important. But in saying that, the federal government needs to look at the area between 80 Mile Beach and Camden Sound as critical habitat for the whales, not only as a nursing and a calving and a mating area, but over the last few years, it's become evident that it's actually an important feeding area. Now, that's not the official line on it up until now, but I'm sure over the next couple of years that people will come to realise that the Kimberley waters are very productive and they're a very, very important area for feeding for the whales.
Richard, just finally, do you think there needs to be a lot more research into the life cycle of whales off our coast?
Oh, look, there certainly does, and, you know, we're only scratching the surface up here, and basically the scientific community hasn't done enough work on this population, right from Antarctic right through to the Kimberleys. In recent months, humpback whales have been recorded calving east of Esperance around Thomas River and in towards the Great Australian Bight. They've been recorded and reported calving around Albany before, and right along the coast, you know, Exmouth, Shark Bay, and right along the coast. So there seems to be some sort of shift in where they're calving, and they're spreading out further south. So we really just don't understand much about what's going on. If you look further to the north as well, there's a population of humpback whales in the Weddell Straits up near East Timor. So we need to consider that population and find out whether it's part of this breeding group D. So there's so much that we need to learn and so much we don't know.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Richard, for sharing some of your insights this morning.
Thanks, Vanessa.
Richard Coston, he's a wildlife photographer and also researcher on whales.